I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ed, do you find it revolting? Do you find it not a story at all? Where do you find it that out on his way out the door, Keith Butler said, well, yeah, I didn't call the defensive plays. Mike Tomlin called all the defensive plays. And how do you figure that factors into someone else wanting to be the defensive coordinator?
Well, I think everybody in the world knew that pretty much. I'm a little surprised he didn't call any of them, but I'm not surprised he said that. I mean, was he ever asked it before? That's what I want to know. I don't know that he was ever asked that question. You know, Terrell Austin, I think, is going to be the defensive coordinator, and it wouldn't surprise me if Mike doesn't give up a little of that play calling. What's it serve them, him doing that anyway?
What's it serve him holding on to play calling duties? Is that what you're asking?
What's he done in the past with it?
Right. I totally agree with you. It's high time that whoever the next defensive coordinator is, whether it's Terrell Austin, this guy from the Giants, who apparently they're going to interview, whoever it doesn't matter, that person actually takes on the duty of running the defense. I am wholeheartedly in agreement with you there. Do you expect them to act? Is this interview with this guy from the Giants, is this legitimate, or is this just, hey, we got to check a box so that we can move on and hire Terrell Austin?
Well, what's strange, one strange thing I find about the Rooney Rule is even if you hire a minority, if your plans are to hire a minority, you still have to interview another minority, or two of them, I think.
I mean, it has to be an external candidate, too, does it not?
I'm not sure on
that. I believe it does, yeah.
You know, that to me is foolish. If you're going to hire a minority, well, just hire them. Why do you have to go through this dance? But, you know, that's what they have to do. In fact, Terrell has been on the other side of that. He's been interviewed. I just counted them up for like a dozen head coaching jobs. And at one point he admitted that he thought a lot of them weren't serious. There were a couple that he felt he had a chance at getting the job. The others were just, as you might say, checking the box.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. So do you think Terrell Austin would be a good defensive coordinator if they did hire him, Ed?
I do. I know people like to point to the fact that his one and only season in Cincinnati didn't go well, didn't end well. He was fired toward the end of the season. He had a really good year, at least his team did. Defense did in Detroit, which is saying something, and then they collapsed, and then Caldwell, that's when Caldwell got fired, and he was swept out with that. But he's been a secondary coach with a couple other NFL teams, been with a bunch of college teams. I think he's a good coach, but you know, and I think he's going to be the next coordinator.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.